Shivers in the cold, let us breathe. can tell me what the reason was that Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem? Taylor. Well, that's true, but why did they have to go to Bethlehem?
Carmine.
Because there was a census. So this program is called Census in Bethlehem, and it's all about two census takers, B.A. Countable and B.A. Junior, who go to take the census of Mary and Joseph. I mean, they're very surprised at what they learn about this baby boy. So with no further ado, we will start.
Joseph, I'm glad we made it to Bethlehem. I was getting a bit concerned. That was a long ride.
I'm glad God has provided a place to stay. It's not much, but...
It's not what I would have picked, but it's God's provision for the birth of his son.
Hello, my name is B.A. Countable. Just call me B.A. for short.
Yeah, I'm B.A. Junior.
Well, my sir, B.A. Countable, how may we help you?
The census is why you're here, right? Look, I don't have much time. I have people to see, places to go, and persons to count. You're lucky I found you in the stable of all places.
We're glad you found us.
Good, good. So, let's see, you are?
I'm Joseph from the line of David. And this is my wife, Mary, also from the line of David.
Yes, and we're expecting a baby.
A baby? Oh no, that means I'll just have to come back and get an account. Because there'd be no way if you knew the baby was to be a boy or a girl before it's even born.
Well, actually, we...
That just means I'll have to come back and get an accurate count.
Well, no, we already know this baby will be a boy. His name will be Jesus.
What? How could you know? The baby hasn't even been born yet.
God came to us in a dream and told us.
Let me get this straight. You're telling me you already know the baby is going to be a male?
Yes.
Yes, and his name will be Jesus.
I've never heard of this before, knowing if the baby is a boy or a girl before it's even born. I'll make sure to get an egg account and come see this baby boy Jesus. See, I can complete my census. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Let me get this over with quickly. I've got the mother and the father both from the line of David.
Yes.
And is this child a male or a female?
No, I told you it was going to be a boy.
Sure enough, he did. And you said his name would be Jesus.
It is Jesus, but it's also Emmanuel.
So this baby boy's name is Jesus Emmanuel?
Yes.
Thank you.
see this. Baby's name is Jesus Emmanuel.
Yes, but he has many others.
I have one more question. I got the father's name down as Joseph. I'm assuming it's you.
Well, actually, the father is God.
What are you saying?
This baby is the son of God.
Yes, he's amazing.
What do you mean?
hurry, this is the place we found him. Jesus is in a manger. Wow.
Beautiful.
No, I said beautiful.
You
say
what? You say
what?
Are you undocumented workers? Or have you registered in your own town? I need to get an accurate account.
Who are you?
Well, I'm VA Junior.
And I'm VA Countable.
Official Census Roman workers. And if you don't mind, we're working on this baby and he's being quite unique. How do you know about this bird?
We were watching the sheep in the fields. Then a bunch of angels came to us. It really scared us.
We're happy to have you.
No, I have to ask you, shepherds. Are you undocumented workers? Or have you registered in your own town? I need to get an accurate count.
We have registered in our own town. But we had to come to see the Messiah.
Are you referring to this one male child I have down as Jesus Emmanuel?
Yes. He's
more than just Jesus Emmanuel. He's
Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. We don't think this baby is the long awaited one. The one prophesies he is worthy to be loved and adored. God has chosen all of us to witness this miracle.
Yeah.
show our appreciation to the kids and what they have done with this show tonight. They have done a wonderful presentation, and this presentation was a message of what God is. In regards to the season that we're in, we're reflecting on Christmas, and what Christmas represents to us here at Zephyr Christian Church is the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he came into this world as a little baby, lived his life, died on the cross for our sins. He lived a perfect life. He was a man that was innocent of any crime, guiltless, no shame, no regrets, but he willingly went to the cross for our sins. He died so that we would have life eternally. What a gift that he has given us. And that's the message of this of Christmas. That's the birth that they celebrated. That's the birth that they announced, that they sung songs about. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And tonight, if this show or this presentation, maybe open your heart to the message of what God is doing, what God has done in Christ, and what God is doing through their message. The invitation is here. We're going to sing Silent Night. If you would like to come and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the invitation is made available to you. We can do it right now, and we would love to have this opportunity to let you remember what Christ has done. As we stand and sing our invitation hymn, Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round.
So y'all can sit down for just a minute, but if I call your name, just stand up where you are. I just want to, and some of you parents don't probably know who all is working with your kids. So I'm Linda Volstead, and I have the privilege of working with our third to fifth graders on Wednesday nights, and with the youth choir when we do it. This is Kathy Cochran. She also works with the third to fourth, fifth graders on Wednesday night, and she teaches children's church to the elementary kids, the older elementary kids, as well as helping direct the choir. So that's, appreciate her. And we'll just clap for everybody when everybody's done. So Pat, she's the wonderful Sunday school teacher of all these little ones, and she has even up to kindergarten on in Sunday school. That's why they were in both groups, because kindergartners were. But she has them, and then she has the preschoolers on Wednesday night. Caroline Ice, she teaches our younger elementary, kindergarten through second, during children's church and during Wednesday night. And then Tom, back there in the back, he's been amazing. He has done everything with the choir. He's done all of our sound, our PowerPoint, driven the van, and he also teaches the middle schoolers. So we appreciate Tom. Karen, his wife, is probably in the back getting ready for tonight. She also helped with the transportation. We like to have two people in the van when they're going. So she would ride in the van, and she's also headed up the freshmen that we're going to have tonight. Gary, where's Gary? Gary Nicholson. He played the piano for me all during the practice time so I could be back with the kids, and I appreciate being able to have that flexibility. So thank you, Gary. Who else am I missing? Linda Zito. Linda is always helping out with the kids. She helps getting everything. She keeps me straight. She reminds me, did you do this? Yeah, did you do that? So she always helps out in everything that we do. Cherie. She keeps the kids in line, especially when I'm being too busy. And she just does anything. I mean, she heads up so much with our total youth program. She and her husband, David, in the back, head up our youth program, and we are so grateful to them. So if you have not met them or any of these people, please try to visit with them during the program. I don't see John and Nancy Bravender. They're not here. Okay, John and Nancy Bravender, they're actually members at Dade City, but they come here on Sunday night, and they have done the devotions for the kids this time for the program. Because while we're eating dinner, which was also prepared by Pat, I forgot to mention that, she fixed dinner for the kids every night. Every night we practiced at night. And then John and Nancy would have devotions during that time with the kids. And I think I've covered, David Cochran.
Back in the back.
Somewhere. Oh, right there. He also drove the van, which has been very helpful. So now you kind of know, you got faces with maybe some of the names that the kids have said. And so if you need to, we would just like to get to know you better while we're having refreshments. Mm-hmm. So the ladies of the church have prepared a birthday party for
Jesus. Hold on. We also have to show our appreciation to Linda. She comes all the way over from Wesley Chapel. And, you know, she's been active with this program, dedicated, committed to the kids. I think she's gained a few gray. Don't tell her that, though. I'll tell her.
Don't look at the top of my head.
Because, you know, I know that you guys know your kids. Do I need to explain anymore? So, but guys, you guys did a wonderful job tonight. You did a wonderful program. And I want to challenge you to understand something. This wasn't Linda's show. This was y'all's show. Your parents are proud of you. Your parents appreciate the effort that you put in to doing this show and to put on this presentation. You guys did a remarkable job tonight. Imagine what you can do if you do so much more with your commitments. You guys can follow instructions. You can do it. And I believe in you. Miss Linda believes in you. That's why she was committed to it. And that's why we also want to recognize Miss Linda for her commitment. She loves M&Ms. So the folks here that were a part of the presentation, they were talking about this morning. I overheard the conversation. And I said, just get her some M&Ms. So they got her a bouquet of M&Ms. You have a few M&Ms for a few weeks.
Why
Can I ask the young kids, all the kids that were in the program tonight, all the ones that were in any part of the program, please come on up. Let's show appreciation to their commitment and their dedication. Y'all could give them a standing ovation.
Somebody take a picture and send it to me. Do you have your camera? Take a picture and send it to me. We are going to ask the kids to go back first to get around the cake, because we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus once everybody's in there, and we'll get a picture of you around the cake too. And then as soon as we're done with that, then everybody can have them. But let's all go back there now and let's celebrate Jesus. Thank you.